everyone, Mrs. Anderson here. Hope you are all well and have learnt something new this week. We've seen lots of great home learning from your photographs and the learning you've been sending in, so well done to everybody. How many times did you manage to use last week's word, deluge? Did anyone else in your household use it too? A virtual high five to everyone who did manage to use last week's word. Thank you to everyone that wrote a sentence on their class blog last week, despite our technical difficulties at the start of the week. I think Key Stage 2 certainly had more sentences than Key Stage 1 last week, so that's absolutely fantastic. See if you can do the same again this week. I saw some super examples of using the word deluge, and again, it was really hard to choose a Key Stage 2 winner. However, we finally decided on the following sentence. See if you can spot it. As the torrential rain flooded the earth, a heinous cry came from up above, and a sudden deluge of anger came down, hitting the world, like an unexpected animal meeting its end. Well done, Nia, who is this week's winner. A very powerful sentence, making other careful word choices to form a powerfully written sentence. Well done, and look out for your prize in the post. Okay, so time for a new word of the week to add to that bank of words that you're now building in your brain. This week's word is draw. Say the word draw. I can hear you saying, but this is an easy word, Mrs. Anderson. A word we have used and come across many times before. You would be right. Draw, or in the past tense, drew, is a word we will have used many times before. However, what I would like us to think about today is the different contexts in which we can use this word, the different ways in which it can be used other than just as a verb to describe making marks on a piece of paper, for example, to draw a picture. First, I'd like you to look at the word draw and drew on the class blog now, making sure that you now know how to spell this word in both different tenses. It uses two letters one sound or in draw and two letters one sound oo in drew. Have a look at that now. Now, using your finger, I'd like you to write the word draw in the air. I will say the sounds to help you. D, r, or, draw. Now let's write the word drew too. D, r, oo, drew. Okay, great. Now we have an idea of how we should be spelling those words. Now, I've already given you the obvious definition of this word, to produce a picture by making lines, to draw. But if I told you that this word, draw, can be used in 24 different contexts, would you believe me? On the Word of the Week blog, you will see a picture which illustrates another way the word draw can be used and gives this word a different meaning to drawing on paper. It's the horse drew the cart, meaning to pull or to drag something. So the horse pulls or drags the cart, and we often hear of a horse-drawn cart. Pause the audio clip now and see if you can think of another way to use the word draw in a sentence, but in a different way. It's not allowed to be to draw a picture, and it's not allowed to be to draw a cart. See if you can think of a different way to use the word draw. You might wish to discuss this with a grown-up. Pause the audio clip now. Okay, great. How many different ways did you use the word draw, drew, or drawn? Which did you think was the most powerful? Using the word draw in your writing can actually be very powerful. Instead of just saying, it was soon night, you could say, the night drew in. Or instead of saying, she pulled him to one side, you could say, she drew him to one side. This makes your speech sound more mature. And if you use this word cleverly in a piece of writing, it captures your reader and creates a clearer picture in their head. In summary, using this word carefully really draws your reader in. Ah, did you see what I did there? On the Word of the Week blog, you will see the 24 different ways to use the word draw in different ways. Have a read. I wonder if you will learn a new way to use the word draw that you didn't know before. Because that's what this week's word is about. Using this word draw, that we know the meaning of and we might have used several times before, in a different way. I've enjoyed exploring my bookshelf again this week, finding the word draw in lots of different books. So for the final part of this week's videos, here they are. Remember, when you hear the word draw, drew, drawing or drawn, give me a high five. My first example comes from The Fox and the Star by Coralie Bickford Smith. All of Fox's happiness was bound to the flickering light of star, and so it always had been. Then, one night, Fox woke and everything had changed. Fox called out for Star, but Star did not appear. The forest stayed cold and dark and still. In the days that followed, Fox dreamt that Star would return, but the darkness drew closer. Without Star, there was no reason to go outside. Worried and lonely, he huddled in his den. Did you hear the word? Drew. My next example comes from The Secret Hen House Theatre by Helen Peters. As they approached, a swallow, quick as an arrow, darted through the stable door. Hannah drew in her breath. They're back! She tiptoed to the door and pointed at a spot high on the far wall. Through the gloom, you could just make out a mud nest. They come back every spring, she whispered, all the way from Africa. We had 14 pairs last year. Suddenly, she thought, what if they come next year? Fly halfway round the world to get here and their nests have been destroyed. Come on, said Lottie. It's got to be in here. Hannah leaned over the open top half of the stable door and drew the bolt on the bottom half. Did you hear that word twice in that reading? My next reading is Pearl in the Ice by Catherine Constable. They sat in friendly silence for a while, staring at the backs of their houses through a veil of shivering late summer leaves. One of the bedroom windows of Edward's house had the curtains firmly drawn, even though it was hours until dusk. Edward's mother was meant to have a baby any day now. The shutters on the library window of Marina's house were shut too. That was a great example of using the word draw to describe when curtains have been drawn. My next reading comes from White Fox by Chen Jiatong. The car and the roar of its engine faded away. The woman watched as it grew smaller and smaller, then suddenly remembered the small white fox. Turning around, she found there was no sign of him, only a trail of clover-shaped paw prints left behind in the snow. From then on, Delilah was like a bee drawn to a flower. She couldn't help but sneak over to the house and quietly study the family, spying on their happy life and never telling his parents. Did you hear the word in that example? That was an example of like a bee drawn to a flower, a bee that's attracted to a flower. My next example comes from One Wish by Michelle Harrison. What on earth are those lights? She wondered aloud. Mesmerised, she moved towards them, quickening her pace. Oberon bounded along beside her, hardly able to control his excitement at all the new smells. As they drew nearer, Tanya watched for the mysterious lights. They seemed to go off all of a sudden in a chain. One, two, three. Silver, green, silver again. Nothing for a further minute. Perhaps the source of the mysterious light
had seen her approaching. But no, there were another two, lilac and turquoise this time. Did you hear the word in that example? Well done. My next reading is from Secret in the Stone by Camilla Benko. A woman with a heart-shaped face and a cascade of black curls stood from behind a desk and strode towards them. Her emerald gown swished softly, the actual emeralds sewn onto her sleeves iridescent in the light. But what drew Claire to the woman were her eyes, framed by a pair of copper spectacles with the thickest lenses Claire had ever seen. Her jet-black eyes appeared three times the normal size. From the sides of the frames winged out even more lenses than looked as though they could be swapped in to replace the current ones. With her amplified eyes and shimmering dress, Claire thought the woman resembled a beautiful dragonfly. Did you hear the example of Drew in that reading? Again, it was something that drew her to the woman. It's a word of trying to draw in for attraction. Okay, and my final example comes from Kid Normal by Chris Smith and Greg James. There were a lot of things Murph and his family didn't know about the new town, but the most important thing they didn't know was where Murph was going to go to school. His mum had tried to sort it out before they arrived, but everywhere seemed to be full. And as the hot days of August drew on, she became more and more obsessed with finding him a place. She spent all evening on her laptop chatting to other parents and trying to get tips. She even started accosting random mums and dads in the town and asking them where their children went to school and whether any of their friends were thinking of emigrating. Did you hear the word in that reading? Fantastic. Okay. Now, we aren't going to say this word in different voices today, but if you are really missing the voices activity, then head over to this week's Key Stage 1 Word of the Week on the Darling Class blog. It's still a great word for you to learn, regardless of which year group you are in. So hopefully that gave you a few examples from different books and enabled you to be able to hear this week's word draw in lots of different contexts. Have a think about how you might use the word draw in different contexts this week. Don't forget to have a go at the challenges below. Hopefully we will see even more sentences this week in the comment section. Think about how you might use that word in a really clever way. And don't forget to see how many times you can use this week's word in lots and lots of different contexts in your speech too. Surprise the adults with your new knowledge. Fingers crossed this week's audio clip has drawn you in, or maybe it's drawn upon your pre-existing knowledge. Stay safe, everyone. Keep smiling and happy word learning. Bye-bye.